أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا إن تتبعون إلا الظن وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 149 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Yahud, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made haram upon them, and it was فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ. What was made haram for them was because of their dhulam, their oppression, their transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then even the pure things became haram upon them. Now these are the last three concluding verses of this section about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the unnecessary changing of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Quraysh of Makkah. What was halal, they had made haram. What was haram, they made halal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the arguments. And Allah says, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Soon those people who had ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired, مَا أَشْرَكْنَا, we would have not commit shirk, neither us nor our forefathers, وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and we would have not made anything haram. Here Allah Ta'ala says that they would have soon said it, but in Surah Nahl, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, they had already said it in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired, then we shouldn't have committed shirk. Our forefathers shouldn't have committed shirk. We wouldn't have made all of this haram. In other words, it was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, that is why we did it. But Allah ta'ala is very clear about this. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِ الْكُفَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased at all with kufr from his slaves, from his servants. This is the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that iman and kufr will exist in this world together, side by side. It won't be harmonious, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept kufr so that the test of the people of iman will be to a great extent. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hikmah had dictated it. Thereafter Allah says, كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا. Similarly, those who disbelieved, those who rejected before them, had said the same, حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا, until they had tasted our punishment. The people of the past had also said the very same thing, but then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is clear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will allow the kufr to continue. Allah ta'ala will send the Nabi will continue to invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And man generally misunderstands that in his sins and the respite that Allah ta'ala gives, we feel either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, in inverted commas, okay with this, or we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice is this, that we carry on, or we feel Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with this. But Allah ta'ala is showing, go back into history, the people of the past had said the same thing, they had thought the same thing, Allah had given them respite, and that respite is the kindness of Allah ta'ala. Man generally misunderstands that kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be Allah ta'ala condoning their actions and their deeds. قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا. Ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do they have any knowledge with regards to that? If it is so, then let them bring forth this knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with whatever ill and wrongs they're doing. How have they come to this conclusion? Let them bring that knowledge. Let them show us the proofs of all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. They follow nothing but assumptions. They assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with whatever they do. وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُصُونَ. And they are speculators. They speculate with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conjecture. They just believe in this in their own minds. But the truth and the reality is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased when the servant brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased when the servants obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we should never be misled by the fact that Allah gives us respite through His kindness, and we misunderstand that kindness of Allah ta'ala to be Allah condoning our deeds and our actions. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.